is Smile in Action.
On the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
It's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. It's Wednesday morning and we continue our conversation around Michaela Krauss, and a doctor who's been instrumental in helping and assisting is on the line with us today. Dr. Jean van der Rop, a dentist with special interests in orthodontics, aesthetic and pediatric dentistry. Doctor, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, I believe Michaela's situation is a complicated one, to say the least.
Yes, unfortunately, not anything straightforward. She's had since childhood, basically, a lot of complications in just the way that her face has actually developed, which means that the whole mid face is completely underdeveloped, and that impacts on the way that she breathes, the way that she speaks, the way that she can function. So it's been a massive limiting factor for her. Treating something as complex as that takes a bit of time. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of team members to be able to make that happen.
Speaking of which, I mean, what a team effort it's been, and I want to just really just, we can't thank you enough, because it's, you know, it's you having to reach out to so many peers and saying, this is the story, this is the case, this is what we need to do, this is how we need to do it, and planning and plotting and making sure that everybody felt the same way, because it's one thing when you look at a patient and go, right, I can help from my side, but when it involves peers and bringing them into this equation, it's often a tough task to have to do, to have to bring this to a peer and say, do you feel the same way I do? Because that's not often the case. So you made those few calls. What was the sentiment like from those peers?
It's been absolutely amazing. I think that really speaks to what South Africans are by heart, and Ubuntu, and the way our country is. I've been able to contact a good friend of mine, orthodontist Dr. Hart Strainum, who then also put me in touch with Dr. Malcolm Dupree, who's part of the OpSmile volunteer cleft lip surgeon team. And they've literally been on board since day one. And they're really the ones that are going to do all the work. They're the ones that are going to put the hard hours in and help treat Michaela as best as we can. They're an amazing group, and they've literally been there. It took one phone call for them to agree, and they've put everything in motion. It's been incredible from them, and really speaks to the heart of the kind of people that we are and the kind of people that live in this beautiful country of ours.
It's so heartwarming. You're absolutely spot on. You know, it does speak to all those values that make us feel so great to live in this city. You know, we live in one of the most spectacular places where people are the most generous. And when it comes to helping out, it's so lovely to have people in the city that are willing to put their hands up and say, how can I make a difference? How can I help out here? We know, Doctor, this isn't obviously an overnight fix. There's a lengthy process involved here. What more or less is the kind of time frame of Michaela's journey?
I reckon this is going to be at least another 2-3 years of treatment.
Yes.
We should have some definitive treatment right from the start now. I think that's already getting going. Then there's a lot of basic treatment to get things corrected. And then obviously she's still a young adult, so she's developing and growing. So it's a question of monitoring the growth and seeing how all of that changes, and then facilitating the final process, which we assume will be around about 18, 19 years of age.
Sure. And that's like I said, we say maybe sooner rather than later, but that's the perfect kind of a age where you look at and you go, she's starting her adulthood at that age, and having lived the childhood that she has had so far, she's going into the next chapter of her life with a huge difference in terms of her looks. So to you and the team, just, we're going to be a part of this journey with you for the next 3 years, and we can't wait to get regular updates on Michaela. Progress. Again, I can't thank you enough, Doctor. Thank you so much for your time and effort here.
Thanks, and thank you for your team and everybody and the difference that you make in our community as well. And we're just here to support and try and help where we can and use the skill set that we have to help the people around us.
Doc, I can't again thank you enough and look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, man.
This is Smile in Action
on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.